Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's where everybody gets to look at my life and go, spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but probably won't. Here's one of the reasons why.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
That's what I said. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Excellent question. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. If you're not sure about that, wow. Really? Anyway, we're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or praise reports? If you do, call us at 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE. Hey, you know what we've added? Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
Well, that's a classic. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thingy, your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Still elusive to this show, isn't it? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, it is one for the ages.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com. How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive and Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
Hi, Mark Larson from Monta Vista Village Senior Living Community. Experience the best of senior living at half price right now. That's right. KPRZ is teaming up with Monta Vista Village, offering two residents half price for their entire first year of living. Now, right now, they're offering a studio apartment normally $2,690 per month, now only $1,345 a month for an entire year. Or a one-bedroom apartment normally $3,430 a month, now only $1,715. This includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, and tons of fun activities, Tai Chi, pedaling, and function fit classes, so much to do, more than 50 activities a week. Each resident lives in a cottage-style apartment building opening to an outdoor patio and beautifully manicured private grounds and gardens. Only two half-price spots available, so call today. Don't miss out. Experience the best of senior living at half price. Call Monta Vista Village. Mention the half-price deal today. 619-465-1331 or MontaVistaVillage.com.
Are you in need of additional monthly income or fast cash for financial burdens? Well, Tom Cantor, host of the Friendship with God radio program on KPRZ, who's the scientist and CEO of Scanabodies Biologics, has opened in El Cajon, California, one of the largest and most state-of-the-art plasma donation centers in the world, right here at First and Broadway in El Cajon. You can easily get over $400 your first month of donating and over $5,200 your first year. Plasma's as easy as giving blood and helps to save lives. lives. To schedule your first visit today and start donating plasma, call us at 619-440-0283. That's 619-440-0283. Or go to DonatePlasmaNow.com. That's DonatePlasmaNow.com for more information. Get that fast cash you need. Donate plasma today. Call us at 619-440-0283.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our very good friends Tom and Brittany, who, like I said before, Tom was in the studio yesterday. We were having a chance to talk. Here's the deer. It's like a deal, but it's a deer, and it has ears, and its name is Bambi. Here's the deer. Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an incredibly high level of satisfaction, unprecedented level of satisfaction for their services. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends. Get that. That's all good. But they will help you lower your electric bill. Hello. This is what you want to take care of. Hello. What you want to do is you want to have a lower electric bill. Hello. Do you like paying $300 a month, $250, $275, $375, $400, $475? How'd you like to pay $30? Okay. You call them up. They do a free analysis. It's some kind of solar analysis. I guess they determine whether you can get into the whole program for zippity-doo. And if you get into the program, then you can save $250 a month for the next 20 years, about 50 grand or so. 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. You can also go to currentsd.com. That's currentsd.com. Here's the cool stuff about Current Solar Contracting. They are not so small they can't get the job done, not so big they forget your name. Now that's cool, right then and there. Cool, cool, cool. Cool stuff. All right? Okay. All right? It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. A couple things to tell you. We have RoboPaul is bringing us in today, and everybody's busy working around. We're all like running around like chickens with our heads cut off, and I was just telling RoboPaul, it's like this. It's like a chicken with your head, you know, it's like goes, quack, 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 and then it goes, ah, that hurt, you know, because we're just all very busy. Russell Moore, the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, the Southern Baptist denomination, is probably going to be on our show tomorrow at 2:30. We're just waiting for final confirmation because we're going to discuss with him the ramifications of the decision by the Supreme Court regarding Hobby Lobby. And we're going to have a kind of a discussion about that. I think it's important not just to forget about this, quote unquote. I do find it to be absolutely amazing, just absolutely amazing, that the media is freaking out about this decision to the point where NPR, which stands for not professional radio, their commentators are saying this decision has legalized homophobia. Now, what this decision has to do with homophobia is about as much as NPR has to do with non-biased reporting. It's just like, what? How ridiculous does this have to get? Here's my comment. I want to make sure everybody gets it with the love that's in my heart. I want to make sure you feel the love, okay? Because, you know, we're going to do some teachings about love. I want to make sure you feel the love. Here it is. Oh, the media is mad that Hobby Lobby won. Oh, I just want to make sure that you understand where I come from, okay? Doesn't it tell you all you need to know in life if the media gets upset about something? Doesn't that really explain it right there?
That probably means it's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, right there. I mean, the whole decision comes down to this. And this happened, by the way. Hillary got on there and was like, no, a clerk at Hobby Lobby whose only hobby is having sex will not be able to get contraceptives, birth control. Well, Okay, 16 out of 20 of them she can still get, but she cannot get the four that we want her to get, the ones that actually murder the baby. Wait, that's what you got out of this ruling? Not that a person can still have religious beliefs and live by them and work by them and walk in them? You don't get that. You get she's only got 16 out of 20 to choose from. It's like, now this is a quote from another media outlet. It's like we're living in a third world country. Folks, listen, it's not a gloating issue because the problem is the vote was so close. It tells you that the next time this comes down the pike, which will be soon, if we have another president in office and they appoint somebody that's a liberal judge, but in some capacity, if there's some shift in the court, it's over. I mean, this is going to be the norm. And what will be more important than religious freedom in the United States, you can say whatever you want about this. This is the fact. What's more important than having religious freedom in the United States will be having sex. That will be the most important thing. See, I thought that everybody was screaming for the government to get out of the bedrooms. But doesn't this kind of seem like the government is going right into the bedrooms? I don't get this stuff. What is the difficulty here? I don't understand. I'm just having a hard time with it. People, you're going to have to forgive me. I'm working my way through it. I'm trying to get to July 4th. I'm just thinking, you know, barbecue ribs. Well, that's for our PETA friends. Barbecue ribs. Ribs, 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 ribs. Elsie the cow. Name the cow. I could care less. Give me a branding iron. I'll cook the cow right there. Cut the cow right in half. Don't care. Doesn't matter to me. That's not how I operate. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is the government is trying to decide between our religious freedoms and how often we have sex. Maybe they're following the Madison, you know, the Madison Avenue, that whole Wall Street and all that. Maybe they're following that whole thing too closely. Maybe they think everything is based on like movies and stuff. Am I wrong? What is that where they do all that marketing, Madison Avenue? What is that called? Is that what that is? It's that the whole thing. It's like whatever they present, that's the way it is. Really? That's really the way it is? I don't think so. And I did hear Sandra Fluke, though. Oh, is it not Fluke?
No, it is. She's just a congressional candidate.
Okay, but it's Fluke, right?
Right?
Well, something like that. Anyway, she was very upset because to her, the enormous amount of cost for birth control, let's get this straight now, $9.50 for 30 days. Woo! The enormous cost for her going to, you know, where she was going to college, $65,000 a year. It's like, wait, your problem is the 10 bucks a month for the medicine?
But not the $60,000 for Georgetown?
Yeah. Well, come on. It's all such a ruse. It's like, do you not get it? It's a one big lie. It's a scam. It's a scam-a-rooney. That's what we're calling it now. We're calling it shenanigans and scam-a-rooney. But anyway, tomorrow, Dr. Moore will be on our show, so that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a good time talking to him. And my biggest concern about the whole process is it's so close that Americans' freedoms, I think we have an extension of time, like I said, an opportunity to teach our kids, the next generation, about the truth about Christ, have a Christ-centric generation. We have more time to teach it, but we need to get on top of it, which is why we promote those half-price tuitions. I mean, that's one of the main reasons. But we need to get a nation that's truly a church, the churches together that are truly mobilized in prayer. And I don't care if it's Baptist or Pentecostal or Lutheran or Methodist or Presbyterian. We need prayers to be praying for the nation. Otherwise, we're going to have a nation that's going to go down in flames. And it's not going to be pretty. And so we really need to take advantage of the little time and grace that we've gotten. There's been several commentators now that I've seen that are in agreement that are saying the same thing. They're saying, look, this is a call to for us to respond, a call to action. So we need to take some kind of action. And the action needs to be to pray, to seek God, to be a nation whose God is the Lord so we can be blessed and instead of the messed. See, we used to be blessed, but now we're messed. And that's the truth. And we need to get out of that and get freed from that. So really what's going on, folks, is there's just this complete restating of what this law is. The law says, hey, you can't force a person to cross their religious beliefs. And then the way it's being spun the other direction is they're saying, no, this just proves there's a war on women. It's like, come on. We got to do something. We got to pray. We got to find some sense of righteousness in our nation. We got to be seeking the Lord. We got to teach our kids about Jesus. We got to lay it down so that this nation can have a chance of extension. Because without it, we, you know that expression, really. Without it, we ain't got a prayer. Get it? See, that's how that works. Okay. All right, so let's keep that in mind. Dr. Russell Moore will be on our show probably tomorrow, probably about 2:30. We'll have a discussion with him. He's been had the chance to go on all the big shows and all the CNN and the Foxes and all the stuff to share, and I want to come at it from a different point of view because I think that we barely got by on that one. And so it's a small victory, and we'll rejoice in it for the moment and then get right back to work by praying and seeking the Lord in the process. That's what we ought to do. All right, so I got a lot of stuff to cover. We got a lot of DDDs. We got a lot of news. Today we're going to be discussing, get this, Christianity and religion. Could you imagine on a Christian radio show discussing Christianity and religion? Who could think of that? We're going to do that all the way. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, a little bit of teachy. Teachy, teachy, teachy. Boogum, 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 boogum,
boogum now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Doesn't the sound of no monthly mortgage payments give you a sense of financial peace of mind? How about being able to convert the equity in your home into tax-free cash? It almost sounds too good to be true, right? Well, Mark Larson here. For years, I've told you about the reverse mortgage. No better way to fund your longevity than with this loan of opportunity. Now, there are changes coming, but if we act today, no need to worry about those changes. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of Aramco, the Aramco Group, and he's one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. You're invited to join him and Aramco at the beautiful Tom Hams Lighthouse in San Diego, July 17th, 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. Don't put this off. Redefine your retirement today. Call 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence, trust Aramco.
The RE number 01853626 and MLS number 277316.
Hey, Rhonda, it's Michael. I just want to give you a call and tell you thank you, and especially to your team members there. I just checked my credit score on one of the major credit companies, and it has went from 530 to 735. So I'm very impressed how you've been able to help us. Our mortgage expert announced that we're going to be able to qualify for a loan. So I just want to call and say thanks and hope you can help other people like you're helping us.
After being turned down for a mortgage, Michael thought his bad credit from years ago would never allow him to qualify for a home. A few short months after he hired Fortress Credit Pros to fix his credit, Michael's score increased nearly 200 points and he was able to buy a home. To find out what Fortress Credit Pros can do for you, visit badcreditisachoice.com. That's badcreditisachoice.com or call them for a free consultation at 888-900-3678. That's 888-900-3678. Call 888-900-3678.
One of my greatest joys is seeing the transition in the students coming in. The students that hardly knew their name and didn't know how to spell it. Seeing them become young adults that have discipline and that have marketable skills is a tremendous joy. In our classrooms, every student has the opportunity to reach their God-given potential, and for us, that's fantastic. No child is going to fall through the cracks. We had one of our students accepted into Harvard as an 11th grader, and in her first semester there, she received straight A's. Another graduate just received his MBA last month from the University of Phoenix. This same gentleman just received the highest score of more than 100 applicants for a position with the City of Coronado. And for us, that's fantastic.
Right now, South Bay Christian Academy is offering KPRZ listeners $1,000 off annual tuition just for mentioning K-Praise. So call today and schedule your free tour. Call South Bay Christian Academy at 619-585-0600. That's 619-585-0600 or visit southbaychristianacademy.com.
Dude, where did you get the sick wheels? I need a ride like this.
So what's the holdup?
Hello? You know how bad my credit is? There's no way I'm going to be able to afford the monthly payments on something this cool.
Go where I went, hscarsimperialbeach.com. You are aware that's a website, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's where I went. HScarsImperialBeach.com. Better yet, call HS Cars Company, 619-451-9626. I gave Ernie all the info he needed, and within 24 hours, I was on my way home in this...
Nice.
Seriously, HS Car specializes in working with bad credit, no credit, and even first-time buyers. And the in-house financing and their customer service is off the hook.
What's that name and number again?
HS Cars Company, 619-451-9626. It's not that hard.
Call HS Cars Company today at 619-451-9626. That's 619-451-9626. Bad credit, no credit, or first-time buyers, this is your chance to drive the car of your dreams.
Unsafe drivers crash into Caltrans work zones over 1,000 times a year, risking the lives of highway workers. The families of highway workers ask you to please slow down a bit and pay extra attention near highway work zones. Don't just be alert, be work zone alert.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Just want to say this segment brought to you by our good friends at Genesis Recovery, who we just found out that we got Tommy Hawthorne coming in the studio a week from Thursday. So let's keep in mind what Genesis Recovery does and the big point of it all. They help people who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. They help them find redemption of life and of time. They help them find soberness, and they help them find redemption. And you think, well, God, you can't redeem time. God can. What do you talk about? That's impossible. Right. The creator of time can't redeem time. He can't take 1 year and make it seem like 10. Whose God are you serving anyway? Here's the bottom line, 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. You can go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. They're looking for people to pray as partners. They're looking for people to sponsor people as partners. And they also want people to know in the audience, if you need help, call them. That's the bottom line. Or if you know somebody that needs help, call them. Now, I've been out to where they, you know, where the it's quite a unique place where they do this whole thing. They really, it's in San Diego, but it's kind of separated from everything. No, they don't use cell phones for the people and everything. They go through this whole process where they really cut off everything and give the people a chance to find life again. It's very, very cool. 619-797-7319 or GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. And like I said, Tommy will be on the show Thursday, a week from Thursday. So I had to think about that. I had some people that get upset whenever I talk about the politics. They want me just to do teaching. So I did want to do a quick reminder for those people that are listening that the show that we do is very much a Christian variety show in many elements. We do some easy teaching. We do some medium teaching. We do some heavy duty teaching. We do politics. We do sports. We do food. We do current events. We do past events. We do potential future events. We do whatever, because it's just life. What we're doing is talking about life itself, living life as Christians, just going through the process. This is not church. This is not a church substitute. So that is not an excuse, because it's really tough to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself if you don't have a neighbor or won't have a neighbor. That doesn't make much sense. So we support local churches and ministries. We do our best. We make mistakes. Everything like that takes place. But we cover what we think is pertinent and what we think is the Lord wants us to do per day. We don't really have a schedule, do we? I mean, we kind of operate in a non-scheduled format, other than we try to do the best that we can when we're communicating. So here's what we're going to do. We have somebody who's going to be calling in as a guest, and I think they're just running a few minutes late, so we're going to go into a DDD and then let them call in later. It's probably the way we want to process it. So here is the DDD that I want to get into, and here's the title. It actually has a title. I know you like the titled ones, huh? Those are better. The title of this DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, is How Many Go-Betweens From God to Man or Man to God? How many go-betweens? Are you thinking, what? What does that mean? How many go-betweens? Well, this is what that means. That between, how many go-betweens from God to man or from man to God? A go-between is a person that goes between. Okay, when you get two people and they're having some problems or something, the person that goes between them is the go-between. The person that tries to represent both sides, that's who that is. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. That's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. And it says this, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." Listen to what I said, and just make sure you catch it all. There is one God and one mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus. Do you know how many go-betweens there are from God to man and man to God? One. There is one go-between. There is one go-betweener, and that is Jesus. The only one to go between God and man and God is Jesus. Now, you have to fully understand this or you will not get it. It's okay, a little theology, but I think you'll appreciate it. Jesus was born of Mary, yes, born through Mary, the human side of things, and from the Holy Spirit, the God side of things. Jesus is not half human and half God. He is fully human and fully God. He is fully human. He was born through Mary. He is fully God, born from the Holy Spirit. By the way, to say that Jesus isn't fully God is to say the Holy Spirit is not God. That's a toughie right there if you do that. Here's why that's important. Because in order to represent God to man, the mediator has to be fully God. But in order to represent man to God, the mediator has to be fully human. Why it's weak when the priests or something along those lines, the priests represent the people, is the priest cannot actually be God in that representation process. But Jesus, being born of the Holy Spirit, he fully is God. Being born of Mary, he fully is human. He's the only one that can go between. He's the only one that can do it. So that's super important to understand that there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, and that's it, one, Jesus. And he's the only one that makes the claim. Let's understand this real quickly. Jesus makes the claim that he's fully God and fully man, and he's the only one that can mediate between God and man because he fully understands man and he fully understands God. It's superbly important that you get that. And when people go, oh, well, you don't understand, you know, for getting to God's place, I mean, I can do anything. I just have to have good works or something. Listen to what Jesus said, John 14:6. Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And people are like, oh, that's just one verse. Okay, fine. Acts 4:12. "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no name under heaven given to people by which we must be saved." And then the scripture, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. It's all Jesus. He's the only one that fully represents God and fully represents man. He's the only one that can do it to fully represent both because he is fully man and fully God. There is no other go-betweener. There is one. His name is Jesus. And if you do not know Jesus, you just simply need to say, "Jesus, I want to know you." And you will get to know him. It's all you got to do. Ask him. He'll respond to you. Fully representing God, fully representing man, the only bridge between God and man and God is the only one who is fully God and fully man. His name is Jesus. And if you haven't met him, you need to meet him because he's amazing. All right. I think what we'll do is can we break early? Would that be just as good to break early? Can we try and do that? Let's do that and let's keep him out. Can't break early because we're working on the phone. Wow. We can. Is that like a hockey theme? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to be looking at talking to our guest and a few other things. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
At Lexus El Cajon, they are tagging them all. All vehicles will be clearly marked during the red, white, and ready to roll sales event. Shop and compare and find out why Lexus El Cajon delivers. Just minutes away from Mission Valley, go to LexusElCajon.com.
Hi, Britt Johnson here. Turning 50 this year made me realize I needed to change my financial game plan for the second half of my life. I'm grateful I received financial advice from an advisor who's not only a Christian, but a qualified kingdom advisor. It's very important for me and my husband to have counsel from an advisor who's been trained and committed to keep eternal faith-based values in mind for our retirement, investing, and charitable legacy goals. When we discovered qualified kingdom advisors include Christian financial advisors, CPAs, and estate planning attorneys, we knew they could help us be wise stewards in all our financial, tax, and estate planning decisions. Now we have peace of mind since our financial decisions are aligned with our Christian values. What a blessing to have a kingdom advisor serving us for the second half of our lives. If you need to change or improve your financial game plan, find a local kingdom advisor at kingdomadvisors.org. That's kingdomadvisors.org.
A dripping, humid, 92-degree Sunday morning in Caretta, Philippines. Pastor Norberto, his wife, and two daughters ride the tricycle taxi along a rough 8-mile path to their destination, the cemetery. But today is no funeral. It's a worship service for the families who live among the cemetery tombs, Pastor Norberto's congregation. Too poor to afford homes. On this Sunday, the people here praise God for his abundant blessing. 15 chairs donated for the worship service. Praise God. Today, pastor's wife will lead the singing, the message, the blessing of giving. Amazing. But then, we serve an amazing Lord. We're White Fields Ministries. We train and support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and the Middle East. Our pastors need your prayers.
Visit whitefields.org to see their specific needs, read their stories, and pray for them. Because no pastor should be a stranger. Whitefields.org.
My name is Frank St. John, and I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. Genesis Recovery offered a chance to put discipline back into my life, to set aside my selfish ways, to release me from the bondage of the drugs and alcohol addiction that I have been in for the last 20 years of my life. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today. I am able to share my testimony with them.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, you need to make this call. It could save their life. Call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Or go to genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
When San Diego's Christian community needs wisdom on their future, they trust the law offices of Larry Copenbarger. For decades, the Copenbarger family has provided estate planning seminars at churches throughout Southern California. Larry and Judy are available to meet with you personally to give your family or business the same multidimensional personal attention they give ministries and Christian organizations. Christian radio listeners appreciate the wise counsel they receive from a biblical perspective in creating living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. It really boils down to peace of mind for you, your family, and your business. You really can get your financial house in perfect order. Call Larry and Judy. They'll take care of everything for you. Call and arrange your meeting with Larry Copenbarger. The Copenbargers have dedicated their lives to the service of God's people. Offices in Mission Valley, in Del Mar, and in Rancho Bernardo. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. 888-738-3184.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. All right, folks, let's get a little bit of weather in. Let's make sure that we are able to do the weather. Can we verify that I am qualified to do the weather? Am I qualified? I am qualified.
Are you sure you've had experience as weatherman?
Of course we're experienced. Don't we look like weathermen?
Okay, go ahead.
Well, there you go. That proves I'm qualified. If Tennessee Tuxedo can do the weather, I feel that that is strong enough for me to be able to do the weather. So now... No! I'm doing the weather. Thank you for that, though. That was a great sound clip. No! You can't do... Watch this. Nice. There you go.
Entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's right. Nice. It's nice out. Why? Because. That's why.
Because it's not that way in Cleveland.
One word answers for the most important things, right? Like, you know, like what's our overall response to the left-leaning media regarding the Hobby Lobby? Stupid. Okay. Just one word answers. You're not allowed to say stuff like that, Dave. Christians can't say words like that. Okay. So when Jesus said to the Pharisees, "You bunch of snakes," do you think he was like, "You bunch of snakes"? Do you think that's how he said it? Or do you think he more like the lines of, "You're a bunch of snakes"? Which one? How do you think he said it?
Le who? The her.
That's awesome. All right, so here's what we got to do. We got to pick up a couple other stories. I want to make sure that everybody knows what's going on because there's a lot of weird stuff going on in the world. Some of it's fun. Some of it's kind of goofy. I don't know if you heard about this or not, so we should talk about it. And I don't want you to get mad at me, but there was a big article out about a week ago about global warming, some statistics that were fabricated by NASA. Uh-oh. And by the NOAA. So that's not a good deal. And specifically what they said was there was not a mistake. There was a purposeful restructuring of when the warmest decade was. And what they said was, well, it's obviously it was 2012. That's when they said in 2012 it's the warmest July, warmest month ever, and they said it's the warmest decade ever. And people were like, what? So this is what they said. So guess what? They found all the records, they went over all the material, and guess what they found out? They found out that NASA and NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration.
I thought it was NOAA.
Well, NOAA. Nah, I don't want to insult you.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to kind of spare you. Anyway, they found out that the actual record they've been promoting as the hottest year and then the hottest decade, they found out that it was absolutely incorrect. Now, this is fact, and let me show you how much of a fact it is. A lot of the basis of what we've been talking about the last 2 years is based on the assumption that July 2012 was the hottest month on record in the United States. So they said, this proves that the caps are melting. Remember, God said, I'm never going to destroy the earth again by flood. So that ain't going to happen. But here's what you got to remember. Because of that statistic in July 2012, they've run all these other statistics. Well, guess what? It turns out, that was wrong. And now, watch this. NASA and NOAA, sorry, buddy, have reinstated July 1936 as the hottest month on record, which now completely alters all of the recording assumptions that they believe were going to take place in the next 10 years because they were basing it on July 2012 being the hottest month, and now they've acknowledged it's not true. So they lied.
There's a surprise.
It's like, what? And they changed. You see, people are going, oh, they didn't lie. In the last 4 days, they changed the public record from July 2012 to July 1936 because they were caught. And now all of those projections don't work. Well, get out of town.
Oops.
I think we just were off by a little. I'm going to say it now. We were off by just a little. Because it wasn't, I guess it wasn't July 2012. It was July 1936. I think they were thinking about World War II. Because they were like off. And then they didn't say anything and they knew it. And then when the records became public, somebody busted them. And guess what they did? They went, oops, and they changed the record. You're thinking, well, they didn't do that on purpose. You're right. They didn't use July 2012 for the last 2 years to beat into our brains, the world is coming to an end. That's all they've done. And just to make sure you understand how far this is, a magazine called Slate has come out and said it is specifically climate change that has destabilized Iraq and has led to the rise of ISIS. Wait, hold on. Wait. What? The author at Slate is blaming the temperatures and climate change on the rise in violence in Iraq and is blaming climate change for the destabilizing of Iraq and the aggression of ISIS. It's because the weather patterns have changed that these savage beasts are killing people. So here's my response. The reason that ISIS has risen is because sin is alive and well in the world today. The reason... Exactly. It must be because that my copper tan lotion stuff's not working as good because the weather's changing. But you know what's funny is I got the higher degree to protect me from the sun, but they're more concerned about it being cold and melting and flooding. Right after I get scorched, right after it gets cold, right before it gets windy, cold, scorched, and tornado-y, right after it does nothing for 15 years, right at... How long do you think this can go on? I'm just curious. Here's my theory. Tell me. We're going to go back to what we did before. We are now blaming everything on climate change. The other day I had a meal at a fast food place. It was not that good. Climate change.
Well, at least we know where the pain in your arm came from.
Yeah. I mean, climate change. You know where my stitches came from? It wasn't that they had to pull something out of my body. Climate change. And you know what? The thing that I had I had that cyst removed. Climate change. And when I had that cold, climate change. And then when I fell off the ladder that one time and really sprained my side, all climate change. There's nothing about it.
What was the reason for the Indians losing to the Dodgers yesterday?
Climate change. That's all it is. It's climate change. The only way the Detroit Lions went 0-16, climate change. They play indoors, but climate change. Indoor climate change. That's what it is. The reason that roller rinks are no longer popular, climate change. The reason disco didn't make it, climate change. It's all the same. Doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what you say to me. Why did they reelect Barack Obama 2 terms in a row? Climate change. That's it. So you're sitting there thinking, why did you get that ticket? Climate change. Why didn't you get that raise? Climate change. Why did you wake up and have gas? Climate change. That's what it is. Everything in the world is climate change. There's nothing you can tell me is not climate change. Everything is. Every single problem. Climate change. What about non-entertaining radio? Climate change. What about Christian radio? Climate change. What about bad television? Climate change. Do you get the idea here? Hey, you know whose fault it is? Climate change. Meanwhile, Al Gore is making $1 billion. talk about a capitalist using capitalism in the highest form and the highest sense of wisdom. Wow. Hey, but you know what the real problem here is? Want to guess?
I'm going to guess. Hang on, carry the four divided. Climate change.
Climate change. That's correct. Do you know why our phones aren't working?
Climate change.
Climate change. Every problem you have, ladies and gentlemen, you just turn to your spouse. Climate change.
Time to stock up on the copper tone.
Yep, climate change. But wait, do you stock up on the copper tone or do you stock up on the rubber rafts when the floods come so you can rise to the top?
Both.
So you're preparing for the cooling and you're preparing. It's like Icy Hot. That should be the number one product ever because it so represents all of our problems, climate change. Icy Hot. That's what it is. That's right, folks. But what do you need to know? That should be your lesson of life. Climate change. That's what it is. We're going to take a break. You want to know why we're going to take a break? Because first of all, we have to play commercials. But the reason we have to play commercials, climate change. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, a very intense Facebook post that you're definitely going to want to hear.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Hi, this is Sue Fries from Ecola Termite and Pest Control. People know me as the Termite Lady. I'm giving away a free pest control service to a pastor here in the Southland. Maybe your pastor. Just log on to termitelady.com and enter your pastor to win. There's no gimmick, nothing to buy. It's just my way of giving back to a pastor who gives so much to so many. So log on to termitelady.com and submit your pastor's name. We'll announce the winner July 17th. A free pest control service for a pastor here in the Southland. A nice gift from you, and my honor to provide it, because our pest control uses family-friendly, pet-friendly methods to keep the bugs out. Log on to termitelady.com, and for your own pest control, call us at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
Terms and conditions posted at termitelady.com.
Are you paying over $200 or more a month in utility bills? Oh, that's gotta hurt. How would you like to pay less than 30 bucks a month instead? Sounds a lot better, doesn't it? And how would you like to find out without it costing you a single penny? Can you relate to the high cost of utility bills like I can? And are you looking for some answers? Let's cut to the chase. Current Solar Contracting is a family-owned and operated business for over 20 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an absolutely amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business directly with you and not just send you to a call center. Here's an order number. Well, that's good. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303, or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system when you do an installation and mention KPRZ.
Experience the best of senior living at half price. That's right. Right now, KPRZ has teamed up with Monte Vista Village Senior Living Community, offering two residents half price for their entire first year of living. Think about it. A studio apartment, normally $2,690 per month, is now half price, only $1,345 a month for a full year. Or a one-bedroom apartment, normally $3,430, just $1,715. Two spots available. Call today, 619-465-1331.
KPRZ wants to equip pastors and church leaders with Salem Church products, resources for the creative church, special offers, articles, and resources for pastors like Pastor's Deals, Monthly Pastor's Letter, Art of Marriage video events, and KPRZ promotions like Church of the Week and Ministry of the Month, empowering you to do the work of the ministry. Plus, your invitation to KPRZ's free annual signature events like appreciation luncheons and golf tournaments. Learn more. Visit KPRZ.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, don't forget to go to termitelady.com, put your pastor's name in there, give your pastor a chance to win a prize from E. coli, termite, and pest control. All they got to do, all you do, go to termitelady.com. You don't have to buy anything, no selling, no nothing, nothing weird, no gimmick, no anything. Go in there, put your pastor's name in there. They're going to pull it July 17th. Maybe your pastor wins, maybe he doesn't. Who knows? Only the Lord knows. He'll let you know. Give it a shot. Can't hurt. You know, like that's that old Jewish joke about the lady that goes to the doctor and he goes, "I'm sorry to tell you, but you only have so long to live." And he's like, "I'm very sorry." She said, "What do I do?" He said, "Take these two aspirins." And she goes, "Is that going to help?" He goes, "Couldn't hurt." Okay. Here's the Facebook post of the day. Let's get the music in. Facebook post. We haven't played it for a while, so we can play it today.
Cowbell.
Yeah, I haven't heard that for a while. Nice play. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9a. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9a. You're going to like this one. This guy already got a lot of response on Facebook. Here we go. In all their distress, he, capital H, he too was distressed. Hold on now. In all their distress, he, capital H-E, it's H-E, God, he, too, was distressed. Now, watch this Facebook post. Got a lot of response. Ready? God knows our pain. God feels our pain. Ooh. Now, that's delightful if you understand the connection that we have to God. Let me help you out real quickly. John chapter 11, verse 35. You don't have to write this part down, Robo. John chapter 11, verse 35. Jesus wept. Well, why did Jesus weep? I mean, was he weeping for Lazarus? Lazarus was getting up in 10 minutes. He wasn't crying for Lazarus. But Martha and Mary and the people around Lazarus, full of pain, full of distraught, hurting real bad. Jesus wept for his own. You have to remember that. Plus, here's something else to remember, okay? Here's another element to understand how God connects. When Saul was on his way to Damascus, then God said, knock, knock, and then put him on his blessed assurance. Then God said to him, hey, Saul, you got to stop doing what you're doing. You got to stop kicking against the pricks. And he's like, who are you? And he's like, I'm Jesus, the one you're persecuting. But in fact, wasn't Paul persecuting the Christians? Yes, he was persecuting the Christians. But God said, hey, no, you're persecuting me. You're touching me, and I don't like it, and I don't appreciate it. In their distress, Isaiah 63:9a says, he too was distressed. God not only knows our pain, he feels our pain. He shares that. Remember I shared that story on Friday about how that the pastor was weeping after I told him my story, and he's like, this is how God feels for you? It's like, ah. God really feels for you. He cares about you. He doesn't like it that things happen the way they happen. But listen, sin did create quite a few problems, and man did make the decision to sin, and God gave him that choice, although God kind of already knew what he was going to do to help. Here's the bottom line. God knows our pain. God feels our pain. So listen to that passage. In all their distress, he too was distressed. That talks of the connection that God has with his people. God so loves you and me that when you're hurting, he hurts for you in that sense. Now, he knows you're going to be okay, and he's going to take care of you, but he knows it hurts. He knows there's times where you just feel like, man, I don't know how much more I can do, how much longer I can go. And I want you to go back to that picture. Just picture it in your mind for a second where Jesus is there with Martha and Mary, and they're all really disturbed. They're all totally bummed out. Their brother died. He's a great man, and they're all crying. And Jesus is getting ready to tell the dude to get up. But before he does that, he feels their pain, and he cries for his people. Come on! That's love. I mean, that's a compassion and a passion for people. And that's what God has for you. You know, there's times where you're sitting there thinking, man, does he even know what I'm going through? He doesn't only know what you're going through, he feels what you're going through. I mean, after all, the Holy Spirit lives inside you. You don't think the Holy Spirit is able to communicate in communion with the Father that which is taking place in your life? Of course he can. So he not only knows it, he feels it. And he wants you to get to that next place. But it can only happen in your connection and communion with him. There's no other way it can happen. It can't be any other direction. So my strongest encouragement for you, before you get so discouraged that you think God is so distant, know that he knows your pain and he feels your pain. And he loves you.
Now, the thing to do is to remember that he is for you, to come to him, connect to him, and ask him for the strength to get through and to overcome. The scripture says in Isaiah 63:9, in all their distress, he too was distressed. God knows our pain. God feels our pain. Understand that. That's the loving God that you are connected to. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Christianity and religion.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.